Jordan, a tough last session. Let's first reflect on that. Western Australia none for 146. But, opportunity to press on tomorrow and get some early wickets.
Yeah, I think Vogesy said it last night. It's probably one of those wickets where it's not a typical whack of wicket, and you're going to have to, find different ways to be able to take 10 wickets. So that's our challenge tomorrow, is to come here, and that's all we've sort of got our mind on, is trying to take 10 wickets.
How have you assessed your bowlers so far? I mean, I haven't really bowled too badly. I mean, Freeman obviously offers you, your spinning option, but your quicks, I look at a guy like Bradley Hope, certainly a lot of talent there.
Yeah, no, the quicks, I can't fault their effort this afternoon. It was bloody hot out there, and I thought they kept toiling away all afternoon, and hopefully, off the back of that, we can get some rewards in the morning. Very proud of how they went about it tonight in that heat. And Froggy, he gives us a great option. He's able to sort of control the scoreboard, which helps me sort of rotate the quicks from the other end. And I thought he did a good job today.
Yeah, starting the obvious. How obvious, those runs towards the back end, that 30 from Freeman, and obviously even 12 from Owen, and just getting that the tail to wag, so to speak. How important were those runs?
Yeah, I mean, you always hope that they wag. It's I thought Freeman's innings in particular probably swung the momentum a little bit back our way. If he sort of gets out early, then you're potentially bundled out for under 350, and it looks a different game. So I thought he swung momentum really well after a slowish start, and then for Lawrence to come in after that and build a couple of nice partnerships, it was a good way to sort of close out our innings. I thought, the way our lower order hung around was awesome.
439 on the board, so you're still, a fair way ahead. Two accomplished batsmen at the crease. Speaking of accomplished, 181 from you. How do you reflect on that innings? I know that you got so many things running through your head because you're the captain, but that 181, which must just bring you a lot of, be very pleasing.
Yeah, I am. Very satisfied. Obviously, I don't think I've made too many scores here at the Wacker too as well, so it's nice to get 100 here. I've always loved playing here. Particularly proud. I think it's probably an innings that I haven't really had to sort of grind out for quite a while. So, pretty proud that I was able to sort of stick at it in those conditions and hang tough and got some rewards later in the innings, which was nice. So, pretty wrapped.
Last one from me. How do you see this pitch sharpen up the next couple of days? The heat probably will be taken out of a little bit, but it could break up. So what's your thoughts on that?
Hopefully it breaks up. It'd be nice. we're going to need something, obviously. It's it probably looked this afternoon like it was pretty docile, but hopefully with the heat, we hope that, with 2 days on it, baking, that maybe some cracks will come into play, and maybe off some spin, get some rough there and get a bit of spin out of that would be nice. But just got to try and play the patience game. We're only halfway through this game, and we expect it to hopefully happen really late here.
Appreciate your time. Go well.
Cheers. Thanks.